The difference between Plato and Elastic is this, and there's a spiritual principle here we're going to teach. It's what's on the inside that matters. These are two different substances, and they're made for two different purposes. Elastic is to go back into shape, and Plato is to be shaped by its external forces. Spiritual resiliency is about what we're made of at the core. What's on the inside of us? Live here at Intentional Living, resiliency, spiritual resiliency is the topic today. Dr. Randy, welcome to our radio listeners around the United States and to those online around the world and on Facebook. Welcome as well, live here today with the question about what has helped you build spiritual resiliency in your life? What is resiliency? That little word picture you heard in that clip from my teaching this month gives an illustration or a comparison between elasticity of elastic, where you pull it, you know, and it goes back into shape because of the substance on the inside. And Play-Doh, which is something kids play with and they shape. When our grandkids are over, they love to put their thumb in there. And then later we put it away in their little containers, right, to keep it so it doesn't dry out. And their fingerprint is still in there because it's an external force that shaped that Play-Doh. And that's the world in which we live. We got external forces coming in so many directions for our kids and grandkids and for us that we can be shaped by these external forces, where resiliency is something that's on the inside that allows us to sort of bounce back. Now, we may change as a result of a crisis or something we've gone through in life, and certainly we are maturing and growing in Christ, but there's something that holds us back to that basic shape, back to the basics of our life. And so that's the question today. I'm teaching this month on this topic for our community of intentional living, and I thought I'd bring it here to our radio audience and to online today and ask the question, what has helped shape you with the area of resiliency in your life? Maybe you've been through some things and you found some things that have worked. I'll share some things that I taught as well this half hour. Love to have you participate. This is a community of believers, people together, we're facing life and the challenges of life and the realities of life. I'd love to have you be a part of it. Here's the number, 888-888-1717. Comes right on into the studio here. Steven's ready to take your calls live. We'll get you on the air here ASAP. One thing that's helped you build resiliency or in your life, 888-888-1717 is the phone number. I thought what we'd do this half hour, I'm going to share some clips from my teaching. As I said, every month, the members of Intentional Living receive a teaching from our center here, and I thought I'd share a few clips with you to kind of give you an overview on this topic. So let's start by listening to this point on spiritual resiliency. As you call 888-888-1717 and join in. Now, the first thing is to affirm faith. What does that mean? You know, in Harvard, it said that there's to be supportive relationships. And it went off in my head that when we think about affirming faith, every day we are affirming on the radio and through intentional living that your relationship with God matters. Your relationship with Christ matters. You know that.
You know, our mission here at our ministry of Family Life Communications, which is the overarching ministry of intentional living and Family Life Radio, our mission statement says that we exist as a ministry, a biblical ministry, a Christ-centered ministry, to help affirm faith. That's the first thing we're talking about today, offer hope, and then equip to live an intentional life in Christ. And there's something about the affirmation of our faith. In other words, your faith matters. It makes a difference. It impacts lives. That's why stories are so important. When we hear the stories of people, I think of the passage in Hebrews 11 that says we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And then, of course, they're all listed out there, these great men and women who are just humans from the Old Testament, these men and women who faced challenges that were just unbelievable. They failed many times, fell down, and yet there was a spiritual resiliency that allowed them to get back up and keep going. And that is an affirmation of faith for us today. So one of the things that I think has helped me in my own life when it comes to a spiritual resiliency is hearing the stories of other people. You know, when I hear a person who's gone through it in life, really, I mean, some difficult situations, experiences, maybe unexpected tragedies, whatever it may be. And then as a result of that, they've been able to bounce back and God has blessed them and they continue on with their life, maybe into a new normal. That helps me build spiritual strength, a core in my own life that we're talking about today as resiliency. So what has helped you as a person when it comes to life and the situations in life to have that resiliency, that sort of that layer of protection, if you please, like the elastic image that we get? You know, there's elasticity, it stretches, but then it comes back. And of course, that's powerful. Come and join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with your calls. Join in, be a part of it. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Tell us a little bit about your Big Daddy Weave. What's going on with your band?
Big Daddy Weave. The group, we sat for, you know, over a year, pretty much. And there were some opportunities to go and play. We played some drive-in movie theaters, that kind of stuff. We had some amazing family time, though. It was really a refreshing time, even though it was the rest of the world. It seems like it's falling apart. There's so much fear. There's so much anxiety. And we experienced some of that. But, man, to be able to go back out now after we've had this time off, just something seems new about it. You know, we're out right now. A friend of ours, brand new artist, Ann Wilson, her song My Jesus is just taking over the charts. And man, to see her get to experience her first tour and the freshness of that, I feel like it, and us being off all this time, it gives us kind of a fresh perspective on what we've been doing for 23 years, you know? And so we've loved being back out at shows. Want to invite people, go to BigDaddyWeave.com. You can join us at a show somewhere near you.
That's great. Well, we appreciate the music that we get to play on the air and share with people. It's certainly a partnership.
Man, yes.
About what we do with our network, what we do with Intentional Living, getting the message out, what you're doing with writing and performing. That's why when we get together in community with other believers, that's a real win-win in terms of maximizing impact to help people. And the ministry continues, reaching people for Christ every day through our Family Life Communications Ministry, our radio network, and including our Intentional Living broadcast. And just a word about what's coming up, the Intentional Living cruise to Alaska. You know, we're just now several weeks away, and if you've been waiting to check it out, I encourage you to go on over to the website at theintentionallife.com. Today, we're talking about resiliency. I've done a lesson this month that has been recorded, video and audio, and going out to our members, part of the Intentional Living community, as I was struck with the power of resiliency. This is a word that's, you know, we don't often use in our Christian circles. We all have our own kind of language that we speak, but it's something that if you've been in the military, you know, resiliency is a big thing. In fact, I was invited to speak by the chaplain of the local base to returning warriors and their spouses at a weekend for couples on resiliency, because that's an important thing as these men and women have been in maybe places that have been dangerous around the world and, of course, away from their family and all the challenges, some bounce back better than others. And so that can be, you know, that can be an issue. That can be a challenge. And, of course, in our Christian walk, you know, we're not immune from being more Plato-like, influenced by the society, pushed, shoved, shaped by, like Plato is, versus the elastic that returns to its shape. And of course, that's ultimately what we desire in our lives. So join us, 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Denise in Arizona. Hi, Denise, how are you today?
Actually, the name is Manu.
Danu, I'm sorry.
Manu.
Oh, Manu. I'm sorry. It says Denise on my screen.
You call me Denise. So.
All right.
It's Manu.
All right. Go right ahead.
What?
Thank you for straightening that out.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I just wanted to say I lost my son. It'll be 12 years on the 27th of this month. He lost the battle with addiction. And at that point, I always had my faith, but it wasn't as strong as it should have been at that time. After I lost him, I really started to reach out, going, studying the Word, going back to church, and just being around other Christians. And with that, every single day, all day long, I would pray. I wouldn't walk out my door without praying to get me out of a very, very dark place. And it just been so many, it was 2 years that I did this constantly and every day, and I didn't understand what the words were in the Bible. And with that and being around other Christians has brought me to where I am today, where I am in the best place ever. I have no fear in life and nothing. Where before I was always so worried about, I have another daughter and I was so worried about her that she was going to go in the same path and that I was going to lose her. And that was a very close call with her too. And I just am very happy. Like I said, the Word is what helped me in Bible studies and learning. I won't walk out of my house without prayer or meditation or reading scripture.
Absolutely.
I won't go to bed without that either.
Very, very powerful. I'm so sorry for your loss, and I'm pleased to hear how God has moved through your life by bringing Christian friends, by His Word, by prayer. In other words, you're putting the things into, we talk about elasticity, right? There's some substance in there that pulls that back together, and that spiritually, that these are some of the ingredients. So listen, if you find in your life, unlike our caller, where you're finding yourself not being able to bounce back when things get difficult, maybe you're going back to things in the past that have hurt, and you find yourself being stuck with fear or worry, she was able to say, look, I'm going to pray. I'm going to put the right people around me. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to do it every day. And now living with more spiritual life resiliency and less fear. All right. Thank you for that call. Talking about resiliency, let's go to Evelyn in Michigan. Welcome to the show. What's helped you build resiliency in your life, Evelyn?
Well, I've been with the Lord since I was probably 5 years old, I can remember. I had five sons. I lost one son in an accident. He brought me back out of it. And I raised three stepdaughters and in and out of marriages. It wasn't very good, but the Lord stood right behind me. I've had cancer. I had one kidney removed, and I prayed to God. And I have bladder cancer yet. And I just pray to God every day and try to help everybody I can.
Do you find it? Do you find that prayer makes a difference in how you make it through the day?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Absolutely. Makes my whole day good. Every day.
You know, the last caller talked about friends. Do you have a community that supports you, too, going through this?
Nope. I do it all on my own with God.
You're on your own. Well,
yep.
Well, certainly.
I'm praying for my kids all the time. And
that's the starting
point.
Some
of them want to go that way, and some don't want to go that way. And I just keep telling, pushing it on them. Not pushing, but, you know, they'll listen. I took them to church when they were little, but now they're grown men.
And I know you're praying for them. You know, prayer is a starting point. There's power in prayer. I'd encourage you, just as a friend and an observer, having community is important too, because there are times when the crisis hits and we do need others. We need others. Don't forsake, as the scripture says, that building of community, which is important. And we love being a part of that. That's what we always say. Part of our intentional living and our radio ministry is to be part of that support for you. All right. Thank you, Evelyn. Appreciate it. Let me play another clip here taken from our intentional living teaching this month on spiritual resiliency. We're talking about three powerful things that make a difference. Take a listen. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, also in Hebrews 13, we're reminded that God says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. That's a powerful thing. Some of you have been abandoned in life. You've been rejected by people. People have let you down. One of the things that we try to remind ourselves and listeners every day is that your relationship with God is eternal. He'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. Spiritual resiliency, you know, the term may be a little foreign. You know it, you hear it, but understanding that resiliency is that, I don't know, that idea that we can get back into shape after we've gone through some difficulties in life. And, you know, we know prayer, that's logical, isn't it? Friendships, logical. Is there anything else practically you've done that's made a difference? I think sometimes just some practical things that come to mind as we think about resiliency is being prepared, planning, having preparation. That's certainly biblical. Sometimes thinking in advance, you know, I know that these are things in this stage of my life that I may face. Am I prepared for these things? Have I put things in place spiritually, relationally, financially, and otherwise to have the kind of resiliency when we get hit? I think that one of the reasons that it's so important to have friends, and I know Evelyn talked about doing this alone, but I think the reason we need friends is sometimes we just need to share how hurt we are, how difficult it is, what we're going through. There's a perspective that develops when we have a chance to talk to other people in the process. So what's helped you? One thing maybe that you haven't heard already that says, hey, you know, this has helped me build that kind of resiliency in my life that I'm working toward. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Let's play another clip. This one really speaks to the second point. We talked about affirming faith. Number two is to offer hope. Take a listen.
Harvard said that one of the ways we build resiliency is to have positive experiences. And it got me thinking that the way we offer hope is we share stories on the radio, we share stories at our events of the experiences, positive experiences of people in their relationship with Christ. We learn and we grow and we feel hope when we hear the stories of other people who've gone through maybe some of the same things we've gone through.
You know, I referenced a Harvard study. Harvard did a study on resiliency in children, and it talked about these kind of positive experiences. That was one of the things, having these kinds of experiences in life, which really means when we go through an experience, we hear the experiences of others. And it's a powerful thing how the Harvard study sort of lined up with the three principles that we teach here at Intentional Living. When we talk about offering hope, there's something powerful. You know, as I talk to people over the years who've going through it, one of the first things I'll say is, hey, you're going to make it. God's with you. He's not going to forsake you. One day at a time, take a deep breath, and then let's move forward. And so today I would just say for some of you, what's interesting, because maybe you haven't called today. Maybe you haven't responded today because in your own life you realize, I don't have a lot of spiritual resiliency. You know, you love God and you've accepted him into your life, but when you get whacked, you get whacked when it comes to being able to rebound. Some people are wired that way more than others. I understand that. But we should constantly be building into our life sort of those key ingredients that allow us when we go through the difficulties of each of the seasons of life to be able to bounce back. All right, you're welcome to join us. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back. 888-888-1717 is the number. One thing that's helped you build some resiliency in your life.
We believe that our Family Life radio stations and our Intentional Living centers have been put on this earth for this time to stand in the gap of the realities of the seasons of your life and my life, between those good times and those challenges in our life. We want to be there to encourage.
You know, that's why our ministry exists. We're here to encourage you and love on you and support you every day. And I just want to say a huge thank you to those of you who have taken the time and reached out to say, hey, listen, we want to help support this ministry. You're reaching people for Christ. You're strengthening families. And I want to thank you for your ongoing support. And by the way, this month, for those who are joining us as well in monthly support, as well as all of our current community of monthly supporters, you'll be receiving this entire teaching you're hearing some clips from called Resiliency, Spiritual Resiliency. We'll be getting that to you this month. And for those of you joining us today, and by the way, everyone who can join us today with a gift to help us with our listener-supported Intentional Living Ministry, we're going to send you a brand new ebook just released. It's called Your Salvation is Assured, Establishing a Firm Foundation for Your Relationship with God. And I wrote this in concert with our team to help you find assurance in your salvation, confidence in your salvation, resiliency for your life. And it's a way that we'll send to you as a way of saying thank you for your support. And so you can join us today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Okay. All right. Let me get back to calls. Nancy's in Arizona. Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'm great.
Good. What's helped you build spiritual resiliency in your life?
Well, I ended up with a very good support system, not ever expecting it. My son went to prison, and there aren't too many people in my circle of friends or family that really could understand the situation, what a mom would go through. Mm. So Facebook actually has a page called Christian Mothers of Prison Inmates.
Wow.
And they have been an amazing support for me. We support each other. We pray for each other. We're kind of walking the same journey, so we can understand the challenges. And you're accepted unconditionally, no matter what your child has done. And it's just an amazing spiritual journey. I've made a lot of good friends. I may never meet them face-to-face, but we share the same heart for God. And we pray for each other.
Interesting. You know, the research is pretty clear, and therapists who work with people in counseling will tell you often the group experience is even more powerful than individual counseling, because you got people there who've gone through similar situations, and you know, there's a sense of community. So what was that? What was that website again, or that Facebook? What was it?
It's called Christian Mothers of Prison Inmates.
Hmm. All right. Very interesting. Thank you, Nancy, and I appreciate you calling to share that with us today. Let me go to Darren. Darren, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. Doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Good. Talk about resiliency in your life.
There's two things that have come to mind. The first thing that I found that has brought me a lot of comfort in trial is to turn to the story of the scriptures. As I read through the stories of people that have gone before and have gone through some pretty significant trials, as I learn how they're able to stay faithful and try to apply those principles in my life, then that kind of gives me a roadmap that I can use.
Yeah.
And the second thing that comes to mind is I try to keep in mind that I'm still a work in progress.
Yeah.
And I've noticed over my life that when I'm going through those types of hard times, that usually means that the Lord needs me to reprioritize something in my life for the better. And so if I can kind of stop and think about what I'm supposed to be changing, how I'm supposed to be growing, then that helps me to kind of humbly accept what the Lord's put on my shoulders and can kind of help me stay balanced in the hard times.
That's good. Any particular story from Scripture that has encouraged you?
Oh, I always love David and Goliath, because so many times I feel like I'm facing giants, and I love his confidence in the Lord, where, you know, Saul thinks that he's supposed to do it with armor and a sword, and he's supposed to do it the world's way. But David knows that if he can trust in God, that, you know, he walks in with a sling and a stone and a confidence in God that helps him to overcome what the world would have said would have destroyed him.
That's right. It's a story we many of us learned in Sunday school when we were little kids. And yet it's a powerful reminder today, all growing up like Darren. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate that. You're absolutely correct. It's one of the steps of resiliency is hearing the great stories of others. All right, Tama Lynn, I only got a minute, but share with us, how has resiliency worked in your life?
I would say gratitude for what God's currently doing and what he's done in the past. So specifically journaling currently, like all the things I'm grateful for, like that I can see in the moment, but then also recalling past difficult circumstances that I didn't think I was going to be able to get through, but how God specifically showed up in those circumstances. So I've heard people mention hearing other people's stories, but actually reflecting on our own stories of God personally showing up for me is very reassuring. And then looking at all the ways he's blessing me currently helps me still have strength in the difficult times.
So journaling and going back and reading, it reminds you, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's power in that. I journaled over the years and I spend time every few months just going back, thumbing through the journal, seeing little entries from different days and different things and reminding me where I was. I could, you ever notice with a journal, you can almost go back to that moment in time and feel it just like it was that day. And as we journal, like Tama Lynn reminds us, with gratitude, what God is doing in gratitude in our lives, it can be transformational. Hey, you're welcome to continue to join in on Facebook. You can comment. Love to have you do that. Or you can call our comment line and leave a comment there for us. One thing that's helped you build spiritual resiliency in your life, what is it? 888-888-1717. We're going off the air today, off the radio, live, but we'll continue, of course, have a lot of helpful resources at our website and on Facebook. Hope you'll go there. Joel, thank you, my friend, for your help today. Steven, our producer, thank you, man. And Gino's over there making sure Facebook is got the camera running on Facebook, I guess. Thank you for doing that. Hey, we got to run. Thank you for being a part of the Intentional Living Ministry today. Three things that we stand for, reason we're here, to help affirm your faith. It matters. God loves you. He's not going to leave you. Number two is to offer hope. We do that through the stories that we share. That's why we you allow you to hear these stories, because our goal is that they'll be an encouragement to you. And then practically, the equipping portion, which is our intentional living ministry, figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing that next right one thing. So for the entire intentional living team, those here in the studio and upstairs doing their work, God bless you. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great day. We'll see you next time with more intentional living.